Well, hello and welcome to Betting Thoughts for this week. There are certainly plenty of events on throughout the course of this week, but we might just try and focus on four of them. There's certainly quite a few more, but I guess we've only got a certain amount of money to spend. So let's start first with the Tour Championship, of course, bringing to a conclusion the FedEx Cup for 2019. The leading 30 players on the FedEx Cup point standing, making their way to the Eastlake Golf Club in Atlanta for the final event, as I said, of the FedEx Cup Series. And huge, not only huge money here in terms of the purse for the event itself, but the conclusion of the FedEx Cup and the big riches and bonus purses that go with this event. And of course, in 2019, the PGA Tour have been good enough to introduce a new format to complicate things even further in terms of trying to find a winner in this event. This is now handicapped, essentially, based on the performances of the players throughout the course of the year on the FedEx Cup Series, and more especially in the playoffs. So, for example, Justin Thomas, the current leader in the FedEx Cup points table, he'll start the event at 10 under. Patrick Cantlay, who's currently second in the FedEx Cup's point table, he'll start the event at 8 under, and Brooks Koepka will start at 7 under, and so on and so on and so on. So, you know, you've got to try and work out whether or not some of these players further down the list, such as Xander Schauffele at 4 under, Adam Scott at 3 under, Justin Rose at 2 under, and Paul Casey at 2 under, who are pretty good value, I've got to say. But the reason they're at such good value is because they're giving such a great start. So there's some pretty good players in the likes of Thomas, Cantlay, Koepka, Schauffele, and a few others. So Thomas is clearly the favourite at 10 under. He's giving the rest of the field are giving him a two-shot start. And Thomas has been in fabulous form in this event over the last few years. He's been 7th, 2nd and 6th in the few times that he's played it. And of course, he did win last week as well. So he's in very good form, has good form on the golf course, and has the advantage of a two-shot buffer to start the event. Patrick Cantlay has been 21st and 20th here in previous years, and his two previous starts in the event. He's in very, very good form at the moment. He'll start the event at $5.50, but he is giving Justin Thomas two shots. Xander Schauffele is at 4 under. John Rahm, I think, is probably represents some good value amongst the leading chances. He's at 7 under, and he's giving the leader three shots. He's giving the leader, Justin Thomas, three shots. That is, he's been 5th, 3rd, 7th, and 11th. In his last four starts on the PGA Tour, John Rahm, he's been 11th and 7th here. Now that, for me, represents some pretty good value, I think, given the fact that he's at $15 and he's reasonably close. Three shots over 72 holes is nothing in the overall scheme of things. And I think from that perspective, John Rahm represents some pretty good value. And as I mentioned earlier, others such as Xander Schauffele, Adam Scott at 3 under, giving the leader seven shots, admittedly, but he's in great form at the moment. He's won on this golf course previously. And back at 2 under, Justin Rose at around about $40 and Paul Casey at $61. They've got to give the leader a hell of a start, admittedly, but they may still be chances if they can perform or produce an exceptional week. So good luck trying to understand it. Good luck trying to find a winner. And that is the Tour Championship being played in Atlanta this week. We might head across to the Scandinavian Invitational in Gothenburg in Sweden, a European Tour event. Just two players that I'm selecting this week. We're not going to mess around. Matthew Fitzpatrick, he's been a winner and runner-up here previously. He was 4th at his last start at the FedEx St. Jude about a month ago. It was Fitzpatrick. He's at $10, and I think the quality of player that he is and the fact that he's done all right in this event previously suggests that he's going to be a factor. $10, well, I suppose those are reasonable odds. If he wins, they're very good odds, aren't they? Alex Noren is a two-time winner of the event, in addition to several other good finishes. He hasn't been playing great of late, Alex Noren, but he's not bad. And let's remember that he's been playing in the United States against much stronger fields than he'll face this week. He's going to start as one of the favourites because he is a local to some extent. So he's at $12 and Matthew Fitzpatrick at $10 in the Scandinavian Invitational in Gothenburg in Sweden. The LPGA Tour returns to action this week in Ontario in Canada, where they play the Canadian Pacific Women's Championship. Sung-hyun Park at $12. She won in 2017. She was 8th last year. She's been 8th, 6th, 6th and 1st in her last four starts this season. And I think at $12, that's pretty good value for a woman that's won this event previously and is in such good, solid, consistent form in recent weeks. Even though $12 might seem a little short, it's, I think, pretty good value for Song Hyun Park. Se Young Kim is at $26. She's been 2nd and 3rd here in 2016 and 2015. She's won two events this year. Her last few events have not been quite as good as she was earlier in the season, but I think that's a good price about Se Young Kim, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see her again contending in this event at $26. And the other player we must consider, I suppose, is Brooke Henderson, who won this event last year. A very special win for her in front of her home fans. She's been below her best in recent weeks, Brooke Henderson, but she'll be inspired by playing this event in front of her home fans in her home country, and I expect her to do pretty well. So Song Hyun Park, Se Young Kim, and Brooke Henderson, my selections at the Canadian Pacific Women's Championship in Ontario in Canada. The other event we'll be keeping an eye on this week is the Korn Ferry Tour's Boise Open in Boise in Idaho. The second of three finals in the on the Korn Ferry Tour to determine those players that will get through to the PGA Tour next season. 25 have already gained their cards via the regular season, and another 25 will come out of these three finals. Victor Hovland has been such an exciting addition to the professional ranks since turning pro just a couple of months ago. Several good finishes on the PGA Tour, including when fourth at the Wyndham Championship. He was 11th last week in Ohio in the first of the Korn Ferry Tour finals. So that's a reasonably good finish for him, and he just seems to be one of those players that's going to be a star of the PGA Tour in the future, is Victor Hovland. He's at $11. Sean Stefani has played well here last year. He finished 13th. He's had a lot of solid finishes of late on the PGA Tour. Not great finishes, but good solid finishes. And he's at $34. And given the fact that he played quite nicely at this venue last year, then I wouldn't be at all surprised if he has a pretty good week. Scottie Scheffler, now that he's found form again with a win last week, he was so good earlier in the year on the Korn Ferry Tour. And I think at $26, given the fact that he's back in form again after just a few weeks of indifferent form, then I think he's got to be good value at $26. And Christopher Ventura, disappointed last week, but his form on the Korn Ferry Tour has been very good. He has his PGA Tour card already. He has no concerns in that regard. He's had two wins on the Korn Ferry Tour this season. He's at $34, and gee, I think those are pretty good odds for Christopher Ventura, the Norwegian, on the Korn Ferry Tour this week in Boise in Idaho. So those players again quickly: Victor Hovland, Sean Stefani, Scottie Scheffler, and Christopher Ventura. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.